This call is now being recorded.
Ooh, hey, this is Gunn.
All right. You have a few minutes?
Yes.
Because I haven't... You'll never believe this. I'm actually driving somewhere right now.
I'm so shocked. But in honor of you, I'm also sitting in a car.
Yes, but you're huffing paint. I'm going somewhere.
he's joking. I'm actually in uniform with a gun on my hip and doing what I normally do. Yes, we have some news to discuss.
Right? Okay, yes. Hit me with it.
Yes, very funny, very funny. Now, we have some news to discuss. We didn't have any news to discuss yesterday because a plane crashed in Germany. And you know, it's a horribly tragic situation, but we needed to only report that on every news source across America all day because that plane may have crashed again.
Yes. There's
always a chance that it could crash again.
You got the details wrong. It was a German plane flying for Spain that you crashed in Germany. But none of that matters because it's, you know, it's just scary stuff, you know.
You just said it wrong. It was a German wings plane that was flying from Spain that crashed in France.
Yeah, no, I said that right, didn't I?
No, you said it crashed in Germany. But like you said, it doesn't matter because the plane is not going to crash again. It's a tragic note that you need to tell the family. You need to wait until they find the black box before you make any crazy suppositions. And instead, the news just decided to take a complete and total snow day. I was stuck watching CNN at work. And yeah, it was a complete snow day yesterday. It was just, this plane crashed. It still crashed. It hasn't crashed again yet. 150 people are dead.
The reason why news places like to lead with that is it's dramatic. It's loss of life, which is always wonderful for them. I mean, you know, that's fantastic. And bonus for CNN, it was white people.
Yeah. CNN especially, I mean, you don't think 150 people died this week in Nigeria, Chad, Cameroon, and Niger, where they're fighting Boko Haram? You don't think 150 people died there? You know, it's one of those things. The news, it's in Europe. Focus on that. You know, there was no. I turned to my coworker 5 hours into watching the same news story over and over and over again, and just turned to him and said, "So I think Boko Haram, ISIS, Hillary Clinton, and Jeb Bush were all on that airplane, and I think that's why we haven't heard any other news going on around the world."
Actually, though, the world would be a much better place if they all were.
So,
I kid because they're all equally terrible.
You know, honestly, I have to say, I think I just hate Jeb Bush because of his name. I honestly don't know if he's a terrible person. Hillary Clinton, we know, idolizes Hitler by name. And supports the Muslim Brotherhood, which is a racist terrorist group. So we know she's legitimately evil. She is worse than ISIS because she supports the group that founded ISIS. But Jeb Bush, on the other hand, I don't know. I don't know if he's actually evil. I think I just hate him because he's a Bush.
I'm about to be rammed by a news van. Okay. Oh, there we go. That would be irony if we're blasting the news and I get rammed to death by the WHSP truck.
It would.
We're at a stop on the highway again. Okay, so anyway, I understand why news people go nuts over it. I mean, because when you're getting on a plane, part of you realizes, you know, basically, it wasn't so long ago that we were in caves smashing things with rocks. And suddenly, I'm in a tube flying through the sky,
and I have
no control over the situation. Whereas, if you're on the ground and you're like, oh, hey, Boko Haram's the next village over, subconsciously you're thinking, I can take him. Whereas, you know, when you buckle yourself into a plane, you're like, I'm trusting somebody who's, you know, as much of an ace as I am.
I have to tell you to save any more comments on the plane crash for your stand-up act, because I'm so sick of hearing about it. The real news story came out today, which I'm so glad to hear. It just warms my heart. The Obama administration has been right-sizing the military, which means forcing people who volunteered to serve their country to be discharged for minor disciplinary infractions for basically since 2009. As soon as Obama got in there, started slashing the military. Not slashing defense spending, no. Slashing the military, which was just a vindictive, peacemonger thing to do, and really attacking the true patriots and true socialists who actually work for the government directly and live in a communal setting, punishing those people, our military servicemen and women. And that was what Obama's been doing since 2009. And I know plenty of people who were forced to be discharged. They were forced to turn their uniform because of minor disciplinary infractions or academic woes. They didn't do good enough on one test and were forced to be discharged. I know plenty of airmen and soldiers who dealt with that sort of situation. Now, don't derail me. Sergeant Taliban Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, somebody who defected from the military, he left his post and defected to the enemy, and then the search for him cost the lives of four uniformed military personnel over in Afghanistan. He gets brought back to the United States in a phony rescue, which was actually a prisoner swap, and then put back behind a desk. Now, mind you, like I said, there's thousands of airmen and soldiers and Marines and sailors who were downsized,
yeah.
And yet this dude, who is a traitor, gets put back in uniform and put back behind a desk. And all because it fit a narrative that the White House, the people that fired all those airmen and naval personnel, the White House wanted to look like they supported the troops. So instead of giving some of the troops their jobs back, no, they get a defector and put him behind a desk. And I'm so proud of the military for seeking justice on this and for filing charges against this piece of crap. And
yeah,
I cannot wait till the day that he gets his stripes taken off of him and thrown into prison for life.
I mean, I was reading a book about, the Revolutionary War and how basically, you know, people were getting hung all the time for treason. I mean, that was, I'm blanking his name. Is it Hawthorne Hale? Who's the one that was hung by the British in New York? I don't know how what he did doesn't count as treason, you know, going over to the enemy. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, it used to be a death penalty thing. The thing I was going to derail you about, and this is from the kind of libertarian talking point, but if you want to read something maddening, the Army doesn't use tanks anymore. They're slow, and they don't, they're not effective in combat in a modern world. So, we, though, still keep buying them at millions of dollars a pop, and then just parking them in Ohio, where they will never be used until they're decommissioned, mothballed, and then broken down for scrap. Yet we keep buying them because of the senators who state they're in want to keep the jobs and all that around. It's like, it's just, it's just a frustrating. You're basically just saying, we would be more effective if we hired the same people to just burn $1 bills one by one. You know, they can't light the next one on fire until the previous one burned.
Yeah, well, that's my aggravation too. Why I said Obama was an idiot for his cut of the military, because the military is the cheapest part of defense spending.
Yeah.
The military is personnel, people who live to work for their country, and they do it for room, board, food, and enough money to have some savings.
Yeah.
And when you get rid of them, guess what you have to do? You then have to go out and hire contractors. So, congratulations. Congratulations, you idiot. You fired 1,600 airmen from this base. Now you have to go hire 1,600 contractors from Booz Allen Hamilton. Good job. Congratulations, professor. You're so smart. So, yes, I hope Rickdahl gets life in prison. I hope Obama gets impeached.
Was that?
That's the way we burn money just enrages me.
It is infuriating.
I pay out taxes because I am blessed enough to be in a high enough tax bracket where I have to check the violate me box every time on the form. Even though I've got a kid who I blow $800 a month on therapy on, I can't qualify for the medical exemption unless I was spending roughly about $1,100 a month on therapy and stuff. So yeah, I get burned every time I'm paying taxes at the end of the year because I'm like I'm so close to all these stupid deductions, but I'm not there.
Well, it's because you're an evil rich man.
Evil rich man.
Yeah, you just lie around rolling around in money all day. I think that's what the IRS actually thinks. You know, when they look for income, they honestly think that you just, you know, dive into a pool of gold coins like Scrooge McDuck. You know, that's what they. That's how far from understanding the value of a dollar and work the government is. That when they see your income, they go, oh, well, obviously, he can afford to pay 60% of that.
Back when I was unemployed in Seattle with no kids, I actually had more folding money than I do now.
Yep. Which is frustrating.
Basically, before you have kids, just say out loud, I really don't want to have a social life or any money ever again. And then burn everything in your wallet.
Just say it to the universe. Yes,
yeah.
These chopsticks are
stinking. All right. I've been vaguely out of the news. Just for the podcast's sake. Simone and I lost the patriarch of the Sullivan clan, our family, it's been pretty rough. I haven't been sleeping much, so I'm basically just getting up, going to work, doing my job, and coming home and going back to sleep, trying to string together a little bit of sleep. So I've been out of the news, so I don't have a lot to comment on. I've heard some hilarious stories out there, though, about some goofy stuff in the IT world, but I don't want to comment on it without being able to actually know both sides, or at least my impression of both sides of the story, but I'll hit you with that soon.
Okay. Is this about Hillary Clinton's kitty porn server?
No, this is about, I think Verizon and Comcast teaming up like, you know, Hitler and Stalin to try to shoot down net neutrality because, you know, they want to just absolutely screw over the American consumer.
Okay.
Hey, businesses too, though. That's the thing you got to remember is Verizon and Comcast also serve businesses. Most of my clients are on Comcast. And so the whole concept of what they're trying to push for, I mean, you know, imagine if they win, it's like, oh, hey, we've got a 50 megabit pipe. You know, that doesn't cover email. Or that doesn't cover, you know, that would be the brilliant way to do it. Have the pipe for business allow you to get to Netflix and Hulu, and at home you can only do email exchange work, that kind of stuff. I don't know. There'd be nothing stopping them from doing that. That's my whole rant against against this. And of course, like I said, I'd be totally on the other side of this if we had a true free market. If you know, if I could choose from six different cable providers, you know, say my local, you know, Tweedledee ISP pisses me off, I could just hop onto the next one. But we don't have right. that because we have laws that say, nope, only this provider is allowed to be in this town, which is, you know, anti-free market.
Yeah, I'm really glad to hear about the Better Business Bureau cracking down on Dish. Was it a not Dish Network? What's the other one? What's the other? DirecTV.
DirecTV.
Yeah, yeah, because they did the they were doing the whole thing where you get the 12 months you get the service for $20, and you have to sign up for the 24 month lease of the equipment and the product or the service. 24 months of service, but the first 12 months are $20, and then after that it goes up to like $200.
Good Lord.
Yeah, they said it was going up to like astronomical amounts, and then if you tried to leave, you would get charged like hundreds of dollars of fines.
Huh.
So yeah,
a personal experience thing of mine, I had DirecTV, and I got somebody on that was pretty cool, and I had to cancel it because the reason I was canceling was because I needed local channels, you know, because being attached to the school system, we needed to see when the snow and rain's going to shut down the school. So I guess I'm very appreciative of the guy that actually. So I personally don't have anything bad to say about him, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that were getting screwed over by that.
Hey, can I just say I don't think anyone in this neighborhood has cell phones because it's the second vehicle that pulled up to a building and started just laying on their horn. No one has the ability to like text or call someone. The only way
you need to
text them from your car is through a honking horn.
It reminds me of The Mask where he's like, oh, I think he's trying to communicate, and then he blasts the.
I
wish I could blast him while I record a Jim Carrey film.
Yes, you know, it has been proven that quoting Jim Carrey films gives you autism. So.
I thought it was testicular cancer. You know, that would have been better if I hadn't flubbed the punchline.
All right,
sir. Let me see if I can catch some news stories tonight, and I'll have something more cogent to say tomorrow, and then we'll string that together on a podcast. And actually, let me. We've got a domain name. Let's string together let's put an email out there, and people can ask us questions or send us news stories. They want to hear our insane ramblings on, and they can also ask us advice as long as it's not, hey, I've got this virus where every time I touch my mouse.
Hey, why does my E not work anymore? And every time I open Internet Explorer, it's nothing but Romanian porn.
That would be a fun one compared to some of the viruses I've seen recently.
How come every time I double-click on word processor, it pops up Romanian porn?
Yeah, there you go. Or it's like, you get a phone call. Hey, my computer, every time I click on Internet Explorer, it's a tiny little window filled with Romanian porn. You're like, oh, can I help you remove that? Nope. I just want to see how to maximize it.
Okay. All right, brother. All right. I will talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.